It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What do I do? Do I narc on my 10 or 11-year-old nephew? I saw on his Instagram, he posted, didn't post for a while, and it had like a lot of weed and stuff in there. Like, it looked like he had like a bowl. He's like, oh, we're about to turn up with this loud, which
and
I guess
knows,
is slang.
It could be fake. He could be trying to look cool, putting some like freaking oregano in a, you know, something. I mean, who
or
knows?
Or just grabbing the photo for, because he wasn't in that photo, but one photo he was in, it looked like it was like a girl or something. It looked like they had a blunt or something.
Or cigarette. Right.
Cigarette.
It could be fake. Maybe he's building his street credit. His street FICO score is going up.
I just need to know, like, for his parents or like somebody else, like, do I tell him?
Don't tell. You ain't even don't tell.
I think I need to tell him.
Jasmine said on Twitter at Joan Alex Show, I totally think you should narc. Maybe talk to a cop friend and do a personal Beyond Scared Straight moment.
Side note real quick. This is why I said earlier that I have nothing but respect for law enforcement. A lot of my family are Michigan State Troopers. This happened in Michigan. State troopers, sheriffs. I have a lot of family members that are in law enforcement. So I don't know if I should. I mean, like, they could maybe do a scare straight thing like she suggested. That might be a good idea. I don't want him to get in trouble.
Darlene said you should let the parents know. They could be good parents who just don't realize what he's doing.
317-239-1009. Let's talk to Ashley. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What should I do?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What should I do, Ashley?
I definitely think, I kind of agree with what everybody else has been saying. My stepson, he is 9, he'll be 10 in October. And if I found that, I think that the child is too young to be on social media, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two, if you really think it is weed, I would definitely talk to the parents and I would have your family do like a divine come to Jesus talk because he's still growing. Like, he's in what, 4th, 5th grade? You know, his brain is still developing. Maybe when he's an adult and he can make adult decisions over the age of 18, maybe that's fine if it's legal in the state that he's in. But he's a child, and for right now, that's not okay. Because if I come out with my stepson, I would be at his mom's door asking her, what is her problem? And have you checked on your child? Like, I probably would not handle the situation very well. I'd probably freak out because he's my world, so...
All right. Well,
it's just crazy.
Well, don't freak out if you hear the song in the bedroom, like
smoke weed every day.
Like, wait a minute. Hey, Ashley, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Sean, you're saying that I shouldn't tell. Why is that?
I don't think you should tell law enforcement. I think because that's your family, and family's supposed to help each other out, not try to get someone in trouble with the law. But number one, not only is he smoking weed, he's smoking a high strain of weed because that's what. Loud means it's a really strong weed.
Okay, so
wouldn't that be expensive? How can an 11-year-old kid afford it?
Well, parents give kids money.
Well, a lot of people buy like 20s or, you know, so you can get whatever amount of money you have. But I think you should maybe talk to his, or maybe you should try to talk to him to just try to give him some guidance. You usually give pretty good advice, but definitely don't get him in trouble with the law.
Real quick, hold on. It took me for a while. I thought he blocked me, but I'm going to show this to Alex, the producer MK. Please don't, and thank you for the call. Please don't say his handle or his name, but look at that, producer MK, then give it to Alex. I found his Instagram. I thought he blocked me for a second.
Whoa. Here you go, Alex. Check that out.
Those are all the photos.
No. Freaking. Okay, he has
carefully describe this to people.
Okay, first of all, he has the N-word in his username, an 11-year-old white kid. So that's a problem.
Okay.
Second of all, what do you call, I'm not a weed smoker, so like I don't know the terminology, but he, what is that called? Like a nugget, like of weed, like he's got a ton like holding that. Some of these look like they could be taken from Google Images, but he has bottles of alcohol.
Do you see the one where it looked like he's smoking a blunt?
He also has a photo of his friend flipping the bird in a sewer with the caption "sewer rats" and then "new trap house." That's disturbing. what'd you say, Joe?
I think towards the top there's a thing where it looks like they're smoking, like him and like a girl or him and a guy or somewhere in there. I scrolled through it a bit because I was like, he hasn't posted in a while. I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
He has a photo of you, of him and your, I don't know who, would that be your sister-in-law or something? If it's your nephew, me and mama. So his mom is on his Instagram.
That doesn't mean she's on there. It just might be a photo posted. This is my point. This is the dilemma. And I can't post these photos, but...
Oh, my God. Wait. This is the this is the best one of all. He has, like, a photoshopped... it's, like, a chiseled, like, bodybuilder body. And then his head photoshopped on the body. And it says hashtag selfie. So that was kind of funny. But everything else, I mean... Oh, wait.
He's a great kid.
Oh, wait. Get those hoes. That's what that one says.
I think he's just emulating a lot of rap music that he likes.
And well, for sure.
Like, I'm wondering if that's really his stuff. Like, you're saying those chunks of weed or that bit of weed. Like, I'm wondering if that's, like, really his stuff or if that's just, like, a photo he grabbed and uploaded it to Instagram. Because you can put any photo on Instagram.
I'm bewildered. I'm, like, shocked by what I'm seeing on an 11-year-old kid's Instagram. Shocked.
So do you think I should... What do you think I should do?
I'm looking at the captions of these weed photos. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Okay, so, like, this one of him holding, like a cluster of weed, whatever you call that, a nugget, I think.
All of our pothead friends are like, you idiot, it's called...
Someone said, you know how we rockin', I got you. And then someone else said, my loud, like it's his weed that he provided. Let's go to this kid's Instagram. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, this is disturbing. But I don't know what you do, because you could piss off all your family. They could be in denial, saying, my kid would never, I don't care, blah, you know.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, if you could let me know what I should be doing, like what you would do in the situation, because obviously I got to say something, but I don't know if I go directly to his parents.
He's using the N-word constantly.
Well, yeah.
Flipping the bird.
That's a whole other thing. You got to understand, like, I myself am white trash, and then my family's a mixture of white trash and then whatever you call that.
Andy posted his homework and said, does anyone have the answers to this?